Hello and welcome to here on waitlistchronicles.com. My name is Jennifer Espinosa Goswami. I'm a health coach who helps moms achieve body bliss in just minutes a day using a process that helped me lose 100 pounds. And I am super excited to share our special guest today, Stacy Ogden, who is the creator of Creating My Happiness, which you can find online. She is a mom, a wife, a teacher, a lifelong learner, and she loves a great bargain and learning how to simplify her life. And one of her passions is to live every day with more joy. If you haven't met Stacy yet, she's available at creatingmyhappiness.com. And I'm very excited that she has contributed some awesome blog content for my own readers. She wrote Letting Go of the Inner Fat Kid, so I will link to that blog article that she wrote for us in the past. But congratulations, Stacy. Thank you so much for joining us for September Success.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you know, we've had a great, collaboration through our blogs in the past year or so, and your story really hit me. Even though you're not a client of mine necessarily, I love to celebrate success in all its many variations. And your amazing 55-pound weight loss success since February of 2017 has been very astounding, amazing. I'm not surprised you're there because I knew you could do it, but I'd love to hear more.
Well, I'm kind of surprised I'm there. yeah, I'm sure most people know that every time you start a new diet, there's always that little piece of you in the back of your mind that's not quite positive about it.
I hear you, and I work with a lot of women who share the same sentiment as you, so thank you for being honest about that and how maybe there were times when you weren't quite sure it was going to work out for you. But we'd love to hear more specifically about what in particular triggered you to lose weight back in February.
Well, there were a couple of things. The end of 2016 was not great for us. We had a lot of personal things going on, the biggest of which was that my mom was diagnosed with cancer. And you kind of look at things a little bit differently when you have those major moments come up in your life. And I started to look at 2017 as, you know, a year I really wanted to take more control of things. I kind of felt like I had just been letting stuff happen around me. So in January of 2007, I started doing some research because, you know, if you are a very out of shape person, as I was, you can't just jump into a full-on exercise routine or anything else because it just doesn't work that way. You need to sort of dip your baby toe in first. So the first thing I did was I started with yoga. If you haven't heard of Yoga with Adrienne on YouTube, it's phenomenal. She's awesome. She's funny and forgiving. So.
Yeah, I've heard of Yoga with Adrienne. I think she's the most popular yoga workout on YouTube, and I've actually linked to it in some of my other posts, but I'll make sure to put the link in this interview so folks can check her out. But I'm so glad you found her.
Oh, yeah, she's awesome. So it even got my daughter into doing yoga that she does Cosmic Kids Yoga, so she's into it as well. And then I started noticing a couple pounds dropping off here and there, and of course then I was watching TV one night, and I was having dessert, which doesn't really help. And I saw one of those ads with all the women in the purple track suits and everything for Contrave, which is, you know, a new, relatively new weight loss supplement that you can get through prescription only. And I decided to ask my doctor about it. So I started that in mid-March. I'd probably lost about 10 pounds at that point. And then as soon as I started it, it was like a totally different world for me. So, you know, I was able to control my eating much better. I wasn't stress eating. I had no interest in sweets at all, which is really bizarre for me. And, you know, it just started becoming easier to be the healthy person that I always wanted to be. So then the yoga morphed into walking, and I'm signed up for the Avon 39, which is a 39.3-mile walk through New York City. And so I've been training for that, and I'm up to 11 miles now at a time. So, yeah, it all kind of, it was baby steps, one little thing at a time. adding on, and now I feel pretty good.
Awesome. So it sounds like from your experience, you initially started with a forgiving type of exercise. In this case, it was yoga for you back in February. So you knew you wanted to make a change of some sort. But as you mentioned, not everyone can jump straight into a very intense exercise regime. So you started with yoga. And how often were you doing yoga?
I did one of Adrian's 30-day challenges. So I did it every day straight for 30 days. I think I took one day off and I kind of jumped right back in after that. But yeah, I really wanted to make it a habit. So I had to go there. But, you know, I had plantar fasciitis before that in both feet. It was chronic. There was nothing they could do about it. So I couldn't just start walking in order to get ready for this race. And my husband happens to be a trainer and a coach. Although he would say he's not allowed to coach me. for a lot of reasons, it's just not, I'm not a good coachable person, honestly. So he suggested I start with something that would strengthen my core. So that's what I did. I started with yoga, got my core strengthened. Then I started walking little tiny bits after that, until it just started becoming more natural. Like, I didn't walk this morning because I had to get up for school. So I feel really bizarre right now.
So you've made it into a habit for you. And when you yes. don't have it, you feel the lack of that exercise.
Exactly.
Well, that's fantastic. Not that you're feeling off, but that you're missing that exercise. It is a very important thing for our bodies, not just for weight loss. In fact, I often talk about how it doesn't exercise strictly by itself doesn't really help with weight loss, but it does change our mood, it changes our circulation, it changes the kinds of choices we make when we do sit down to eat. So I think it's an important distinction that you realize, okay, I need to do something to move more. And luckily you had the benefit of your husband's knowledge as a trainer, and you were open enough to his suggestions to say, okay, I'll start with some core strength and go from there. Now, you mentioned that you started with Contrave, which, from what I understand, is a very new weight loss option. What in particular were your concerns with starting with Contrave?
Well, anytime you see a commercial for a prescription medication nowadays, they have to list all the possible side effects, which takes up more of the commercial than the actual benefits. Mm. So there's always that in the back of your mind, like, is this really worth it? And of course, if you were cognizant during the FenFen issue, then there's that that's going through your head as well. Is this really safe? Are they going to find out in, you know, 10 years that it's really not good for you or anything like that? So you definitely have to go through that process. But I did a long time ago write about why I decided not to have weight loss surgery, because it was just a step that I wasn't willing to go to just yet. And one of the reasons why is because I felt like I hadn't tried everything else. And when this came up, I said, you know what, if it doesn't work, if it makes me feel awful, if it makes me start feeling depressed as opposed to better about myself, then I just don't have to continue with it. But surgery is a rather permanent thing. Mm-hmm. So I said, you know what, if this is my last stop before surgery, I got to take it.
I love that. And I think I remember, because I'm a longtime reader of yours and a big fan, Stacey, I think I remember that article you wrote about why you decided not to do weight loss surgery, which is a very, very big decision to make. Once you make those changes, often you can't reverse them. And it sounds like you've kind of explored a variety of options that might work for you. You already identified that you do not feel you're a very coachable individual. And I don't know if you mean by your husband in particular or just coachable in general. So you felt like Contrave was a good solution for you, you know, without jumping into something as extreme as weight loss surgery. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. And the other thing is that in that post that I wrote, one of the things I talked about is that the surgery doesn't actually fix your brain, which is where a lot of weight loss issues start. So it doesn't actually do anything for those cravings. Like, you can't eat much, but you still want to, or you can't eat sugar, but you still want to. And you know, that has not worked for me in the past. Deprivation just doesn't do it. So when I saw and I researched how the Contrave works for me or on people in general, it seemed to do exactly, it dealt with the problem that I was actually having, which was, yes, I can start a diet. Yes, I can start an exercise program, but I get derailed after a very short amount of time because cravings and holidays, and there's all sorts of excuses to not exercise. And
And so Contrave is something that helps you not just with not allowing you to eat certain things, but it helps you with the cravings for certain things and perhaps strengthening your willpower. Is that kind of how it works?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And I've had a lot of questions about that. So I'm trying to do monthly webinars where people can ask me questions about it in terms of my experience, and they're free. So I want to be able to help people as much as I can with my own experience, which is one of the reasons that, as you know, you start a blog. So that's one of the things that I've been doing is kind of putting that out there as a free option for people to just ask away. If you want to know, I will tell you.
Good for you. And I appreciate that you're sharing your experience with this, because there is a lot of unknown, especially with prescriptions. Like you said, I had a friend who actually took Fen-Phen ages ago. And it didn't cause those heart problems for her that it caused for some other folks who were on it. She wasn't on it that long, but even so, she does feel that it screwed with her metabolism for better or worse, and it wasn't really the right solution for her. So she eventually ended up going a different route. But you know, there was so little known, because usually when the FDA approves a new prescription, you know, long-term research studies have generally not been done on these types of things, but it sounds like you're very open to the process. You're very open with what your experiences are. You're having regular conversations with your doctor, and it's medically supervised, so that provides some reassurance that it's the right method for you.
Yes, very much so.
Awesome. Well, I'd love to hear, Stacy, this is one that I love to ask people for September success, but one of the biggest things that we feel as we're losing weight and experiencing a new us is some of those fun milestones. Like for me, one of my personal milestones was being able to shop in the non-plus size section of a women's store and fit in clothing that I had never, ever worn as an adult. That was one of my biggest personal milestones. What was one of your biggest personal milestones as you've been becoming a thinner you?
I actually remember when I hit 37 pounds lost, which seems like an odd number. But the reason I remember it is because at the time, that's what my daughter weighed. So I actually lost my six-year-old. Which I thought was a really cool thing. I got this picture of me holding her up, and I'm like, I used to carry this around all day long.
Isn't that a powerful, like, visual of quite what that weight is like? You know, it's really hard to visualize it and sometimes see it. Sometimes we have to lose up to 20 or 30 pounds before we even see a difference in our own bodies. Other people might notice it before us. But just that very powerful visual of, I lost my own daughter's weight, you know, the size of my daughter. That's a really powerful thing to hold on to.
Exactly. That was a very cool moment for me.
Awesome. And I remember seeing your picture on Facebook, too, where you were holding her, I lost my daughter. It was very sweet. Very cool. And I know you're looking forward to the Avon 39, it's called?
Yep, 39.
And did you sign up for that before you even started, you know, doing the yoga and taking Contrave and those sorts of things?
I actually signed up for it last year for the 2016 walk, and I wasn't able to complete it because of my feet, because I had plantar fasciitis. And I just wasn't, let's say I wasn't open to listening to my husband's ideas about training. I might be a bit stubborn. I don't know. So, yeah, so I signed up for it last year and I wasn't able to do it because my doctor basically said, if you do this walk in the condition that your feet are in, you are signing yourself up for surgery. And that was not okay. But then about a month after the walk was supposed to take place is when I found out my mom had cancer. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do this walk come hell or high water, even if it means I have to take directions from my husband. So I did, you know, I started out, I followed his advice, and I have to say, as much as I hate to admit it, he was right. That it was a great way to start is start slow and work on building strength and core muscles and then take it to the next step. And my feet don't bother me at all anymore. So.
Wow. So even in just this short period of time from you doing the walk last year where the pain was so intense in your feet that it was challenging for you to 8-9 months later today, you don't have any issues with your plantar anymore?
I don't at all.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, well, you know, 55 pounds less, that's going to do it for you.
That's true. I mean, it's putting a lot less pressure and weight on your feet. So I'm sure that's helping. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I was really excited about that.
Good for you. Now, one of the things that often comes up, especially with people I work with privately for my health coaching or other folks who've gone through, you know, changes in their own health journey, often there is some sort of setback. Either we get through a weight loss plateau, we're not seeing any, you know, strength results if we're trying to get fit, or, you know, if the holiday comes around and we throw all our new habits out the door. So for you, how do you stay motivated when you have a setback?
Well, it is a big motivating factor to be able to walk for my mom. So that right there is a big thing. Plus the fact that I actually learned to enjoy it. So now it's not so much work as it is something that I get to do. But yeah, I did this summer. I experienced a pretty hefty plateau where I was just stuck at 50 pounds for a couple of months and I could not get past that marker. So it is incredibly frustrating, but I had to keep reminding myself that it's not just about what's on the scale, that it's also about how I feel. And it's also about, you know, reaching this goal that I set for myself. And, you know, little by little, at the end of the summer, it started to start dropping again. So
good for you. Good for you. And having that future date coming up is a very big motivating factor. I wanted to ask, how is your mom doing?
She is fantastic. She's, you know, she had her surgery first, and she moved in with us before her surgery, which made me feel a lot better, and I hope it helped her as well. And then she started chemo a couple months after that, which really took a toll on her. It was really rough. So I know there were a few times she thought about quitting it completely and just saying, screw it. But she stuck with it. She toughed it out, and she's now done with radiation as well. And she's back in her own home. She's been released from physical therapy. So she's well on her way to a full and complete recovery.
I'm so happy for her and happy for you that you were able to be a strong presence for her during this tough time. Going through cancer treatment is not a fun thing for anyone, but not having that support would have made things even tougher for her, so that you kind of dropped what you were doing, still were motivated for yourself, but was also there for her. It was probably a very special thing for her. And I'm so happy that she's on the better road right now and things are looking good. I know it's tough with cancer. My father had cancer. Unfortunately, he did not survive it, but
Sorry.
I also did something similar to you. I dropped everything. I said, I'm going to be there for him. He lives out of state. You know, we were helping take care of him, but it's not an easy process and there's a lot of stress involved. So kudos to you for being that strength for your mom, and also kudos for sticking to your health goals while you were doing that, because that adds a lot of stress to take care of someone who's going through that type of treatment.
Yeah, I think the walking and the yoga actually helped. You know, it gave me some time to myself every day. It gave me some time to just sweat and not think about anything. So if I wanted to, I could listen to some cool podcasts, or if I wanted to, I could just throw on my Pandora Taylor Swift station and, you know, entertain myself.
So you could shake it off with Taylor
Exactly.
Swift. I love it. And me time is so important. That's one message that I can't stress enough, especially for moms. Me time is super important. It's not selfish. It's it's necessary. If you are not feeling fulfilled yourself, or that you have that space to just be you as a person, then it's really hard for you to stick to your health goals. So kudos to you for bringing that out. That's a really important thing that I just want to highlight for our listeners today. So Stacey, I was just curious, you know, you have some really cool things coming up this fall for you. How close are you to your goal, or do you have an end goal in mind?
I originally said I just wanted to be somewhere around 100 pounds lost. I don't really have a timeline for that. I turned 40 in June, so I'm kind of setting that as like a roundabout time, but I realize it didn't, you know, all this weight didn't come on in a year and a half, so it probably won't come off in a year and a half, and I have to be okay with that. So, you know, June is my goal, but we'll see how it goes.
Well, good for you. And considering that you've already lost 55 pounds in about 7 months, and you have, you know, probably 9 more months to go to lose 45, chances are good that you're going to get pretty darn close to your timeline there. So I'm going to be cheering you on from the sidelines in the meanwhile.
Excellent. I might need that.
I'll be checking with you, Stacey. You'll get there. Well, I did want to ask you for your feedback, because people who are listening to this interview may be at a place where they're feeling a little disheartened, or maybe they have a lot of energy around a new change that they're making in their own health. And that's one of the reasons why I have these interviews during September, because oftentimes it's a time of renewal. It's a time of back to school, getting back to you and to your goals before we hit the busy holiday season. So for those people who are listening and perhaps are energized to really, you know, take control of their health, what is the first thing you would recommend they do?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think the first thing that you really need to do is give yourself a good, honest look. Like, what is it about your life right now that is keeping you from meeting that goal? And then you can start to figure out what to do about it. But for a long time, I was in serious denial about why, you know, diets wouldn't work. It was because the plan wasn't easy to follow, or if it was too easy to follow, it was too easy to cheat, or, you know, there were all these reasons I could come up with as to why it wasn't working for me, that maybe I was just some special person, that it just didn't work for me. So you really have to get honest and give yourself the space to be okay with not being perfect. So when you look at yourself in the mirror, you can say, I am not perfect, but I know where I need to go now, and I have a path to get there. You know, for me, it was indulging in cravings. Every single time I would start to have successes, I would celebrate my successes with junk food. Yeah. And that's kind of counterproductive. So, you know, I really had to admit to myself that it was not the diets that were failing. It was not the exercise programs that were failing. It was me letting myself down. And this is how it happened every single time. A couple weeks in, I'd give myself a little treat. And then you have that little treat and you say, that was really yummy. So it's hard to get back on the track of not having that little treat all the time. So that would be my advice for a very first step, is to get totally honest with yourself about what's actually happening, and then you can make a plan.
What a beautiful insight. And that's the first part of the process I do with folks when I get on a phone call with them for a weight loss breakthrough session, is to, okay, what have you done before? What worked for you? What didn't work for you? But really, it's the same thing that you just said, where let's be honest, you know, what is it that's really holding you back? And for it's different for everyone. I can't necessarily predict what's going to work for you versus what's going to work for anyone else. But that's where you have to start, is what have you done before and what wasn't working about it? And often it's something that maybe wasn't a perfect fit for them, but was almost there. And then they just got discouraged and, you know, old habits came in and that sort of thing. But that is a beautiful first step for anyone to take, and something that I like to help people with as well. It's very, very fun for me to strategize. Okay, so this is your craving and this is your concern. Okay, we can go from here. But you always have to start with the baseline of where you're at today. So creating that awareness around where you are right now is such an important piece of any health journey. So I appreciate your insight on that and that you provided that as here's your first step and here's what worked for me, because it's entirely true for everyone, no matter what their path may look like in the future.
Yeah, you get to start somewhere, and if you don't actually admit where you are, you can't really move.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Stacy. That was awesome. Now, I do know that you have an amazing book that's available. It's called Living with Less. Can you tell us a little bit more about what this book has for us?
Well, Living with Less is actually something that I went along with my weight loss. It has nothing to do with weight, but I found that as I was losing weight on my body, I wanted to lose weight around me as well. And so I started on the blog, I did this summer series called Living with Less, and we went basically space by space in the house of things that accumulate, that just clutter up our minds and clutter up our lives and make things harder for us. So I decided to, take some of the things that I couldn't say on the blog, or they just didn't fit into a regular blog post, and add them in and kind of mix it all up and make it into a book, which is hopefully very helpful. And I'm, going to build a couple of courses out of it as well, so that people can take some courses online and really strategize how to move forward in their own lives. So that's very exciting to me, because I got rid of a lot of stuff this summer, between clothes and furniture and electronics. I mean, why do I have a phone from 2004? I mean, I don't know, but it was in my house. It has actually moved with me 3 times, and it's ridiculous. So that was one of the things that sort of came along with the weight loss, is I don't just want to lose weight. I want to lose all the other stuff too.
I love that. I love that. And it's so true in so many different applications. Living with less. Yes, you have lost weight, and it has, cascaded into other areas of your life where you're like, oh my gosh, I'm surrounded by clutter. And that clutter does have an emotional and, social impact on us, so that you're able to remove that phone from 2004 from your house because you don't need it and it's not doing anything for you. It creates so much more simplicity in your life, so much space, and most likely a lot of joy as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, I loved throwing stuff away. I was quite gleeful when I was doing it. My husband thought there was something wrong with me.
Well, Stacy, this has been a huge pleasure to chat with you about your experiences with losing 55 pounds since the beginning of 2017. All at the tender age of 39 years old. I'm so excited for the Avon 39 coming up for you, that your mom is now cancer free, and that you did admit, yeah, your husband can sometimes be right.
Don't tell him that.
No, we won't tell. We'll keep it quiet here. And I encourage everyone who's listening today to pay attention to what Stacy said about, where are you at today and what can you build upon today? That's very good advice as a first step. And don't forget to check out her website, Creating My Happiness, where you can get further details on her book, Living with Less. Reduce that clutter in your life, find some ways to create that space for joy and enjoy a more simple and abundant life at the same time. Do you have any parting thoughts for us today, Stacy?
Oh, gosh. I guess just start by being okay with where you are. And then everything sort of falls into place.
Yes. Be okay with where you are today. I just have to repeat that because it's well said. And everything is right today. Is that what you said? I missed it.
Yeah. I mean, if you start with a place of being okay, this is where I'm at, and that's okay, that's when you can really start putting the other pieces in line.
Yes. Put those other pieces in once you're okay with where you're at. There we go. I finally got it. So thank you so much for joining us for September Success here, Stacy. I really appreciate it. I'll link to everything that has been mentioned, including your website. And I hope you have a beautiful school year and have a great time at the Avon 39.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.